Okay, so just let's talk about one Indian in Purim. It could be a Siddhartha Indian that Purim is a time to take it. We have to take one thing out of the Yontif, and then throughout the year you apply it in different ways. So let's look through the Megillah and see if there's one point that we could take out. It's also Erev Shabbos. Shabbos is Parsha Zohar, you know, Malik. So let's see, take out an Indian. We find also an interesting thing in Purim, Mishenichas Adar Marbe Mesimcha, that there's a special Indian having Simcha on Purim. An Adar Purim. So, what is Simcha exactly? What's the meat of Simcha? And how do we achieve it through Adar, through Purim? So, if we look through the Megillah, maybe we could find the answer to the question. So let's do Megillah. Basically, a very, very basic, essentially two fundamental questions. It's interesting because yesterday Rabbi Dov Khan spoke. He asked these questions and he gave a whole different answer. But I thought he was going to say this. But these two questions maybe match up, and maybe the answer we're saying kind of matches up with his answer also. So the first question is that Mordechai Yoda is Kol Asher Nasa. Mordechai found out about the Gzera. Says he found out in Ruach HaKodesh. He knew Yoda is Kol Asher Nasa. And Mordechai went, and no one knew, right? Mordechai is in the beginning of Perek Dal, Yoda is Kol Asher Nasa. V'yikar Mordechai is Bogad of Yilbash Sakva Efer. V'yitzi B'sokhi. So publicly walking around in Sakva Efer. Now, when Mordechai Tzadik walks around in Sakva Efer, you know that something serious is going on, right? Because he's reacting, he's telling us it's time to daven. So, okay, what does Esther do? And why did he walk right in front of the Melech? He walks right in front of the Melech because he wants to make a public scene and he wants her to find out because he can't talk to her about this. So he wants Esther to find out about this because she has pull with the king. So he wants her to find out and he wants her to daven also. Right? So the question is, did she get the message? Vayavo ed lefnei shar melech. He went as far as you can go dressed the way he is. Okay, so he wants her to get the message, and it seems like she got it because she says vatischalchal hamalka meoid. She took it very seriously. So what's her response? I would think the response should be, okay, let's go daven. I got it. Message delivered. Mordechai, good. What does she get back? Vatishlach begodim. So she says back, Mordechai, I think you. Where's your clothes? So she sends him back. She sends him back the clothes. That maybe you wear this outfit instead. Mordechai, I have a closet full of clothes. I said, that's the problem. Is not the clothing. Like, what's your problem? I'm telling you a message. I'm telling you it's time for Sakva Efer. And she just like missed the boat. And she's like, I guess you didn't do laundry today. Like, I'll give you some fresh clothes. It's very strange. What's she saying over here? So it seems like he's giving her a message and she's responding with something. She didn't just miss the point, probably. Right? So why did he think there was a message that Mordechai was doing, and then there's a message that Esther was sending back to Mordechai? Okay? Now, the Sakva Efer thing seems to take a very pivotal role because it says, oh, we'll get to that. Okay. That's question number one. Question number two, a very, very interesting question that after you learn the Megillah and you hear the question once, then it's like a Bam Kasha. But until that, it's like you don't hear the question. It's like everyone knows what's the main part of the Megillah, what's like the turning point and the whole main thing of the Megillah. So even Halach is like that. What? What? Right. Belailo, so when that's the whole turning point of the whole Megillah. Now, if you think about the whole story of the Megillah, that whole parak, which is parak Vav in the Megillah, has no shaykhis to the whole story, even though it's the most important part of the whole story. But really, it has no shaykhis to the whole story. Because the whole thing was that Esther, Amalka, comes in, she tells Achashverosh, come, let's do the party the first day. And he says, okay, what do you want? I want you to come back the second day. Okay. So come back the second day, and then Haman is killed. Okay, great. Fine. So this whole middle thing that happened between the first two suttas which is after the first Suda, and before the second Suda, was this middle night of Belayla Nadana Shnas HaMelech, when Haman comes into the palace of the king, and you see the Ashkacha Pratis, that he's coming to the palace of the king, and the king asks him, what would you do with Mordechai, with the person? And he says, give him Malchus, where give him the royal clothing and the royal sus, and you yourself lead him in the street. So what happens is Haman has to end up leading Mordechai through the street and giving him Mordechai all the kavod. And Haman is aval v'chafui roish, because like the Medrash says, his daughter dumped stuff on him and he's not very happy. Okay, but it's an incident that doesn't really help the story. Every other part of the Megillah helps each other. You needed the whole story of Vashti so that Esther gets in. And you need Big Sam and Seresh so that later on, this part. And you needed every part of the story leads up to something else. This thing is an independent incident that doesn't seem to really bring out any part of the Nace. It's cute. It's very, if you're writing a book, so it's like, it's a nice, like, you know, little scene. But why is it essential to the Nes? It seems to be pretty essential, because the halach is that when you get up to B'lailah, now all of a sudden, now is... And it seems to be pretty essential because Zeresh herself tells Haman, after this story, you're finished. And she seemed to have been right. Because she says... she was on giving him all the advice, and she was pushing him, racing him on, and she was like, yeah, go forward, go kill the Yidden, go. And then all of a sudden, after this story, he comes in with a little garbage. He said, why are you wearing garbage on your head? Oh, because our daughter threw it on me. All right, go take a shower. You got to go to the king's, you got to go to the second party. Remember, it's you and the king, and it's only you and the king and Esther. It's like pretty high level position. So go take a shower, and let's go. No. She says, uh-oh. You're done. And you're finished. And within a few hours, she was right. So she also saw the significance of this part of the story. But we're reading the story, we don't chop, why is this part of the story so important? So here's the there's one of the biggest struggles in life is you were reading before you were learning the Beis Halevi on Bitochen. So one of the biggest struggles in life is Bitochen, and then Bitochen is Shtadlos, and how much to do, how much not to do, is it really me, is it not me, how much do I put in Kadosh Baruch Hu? Amalek, their weak point, where they in Eina Matzah Im Eina Hashem Bekebeinu Im Ayin. When Klal Yisrael questions their emunah and their bitachon, that's where Amalek comes in. Amalek is when Klal Yisrael is not strong in their bitachon. It's a simple proof to that. We lay on Shabbos, we're going to lay in Parshas Zachar. Zachar is a Shas Zachar Amalek. What's the Parsha right before it? It's the Parsha of having dishonest weights. If you have dishonest weights, right? So, dishonest weights is basically stealing, right? So it says, if you have dishonest, Amalek ba. Amalek comes when you were dishonest with your weights. Basically, it's stealing, right? So why is Amalek coming for this? It should come just be more general. Amalek comes because of the Leisigzal. So the Netziv says, unbelievable Vart. Netziv says, normal stealing, what's the shirish of the midah of stealing? You have a car, I want to take your car. Why? Because I have taiva. Or kavod. I can't afford that watch. I'm going to get good kavod for the watch. It's taiva or kavod. Jealousy, taiva, kavod. Kina taiva, kavod. Good. But mishkolois, a guy comes in to buy a sack of potatoes for a dollar, and I charge him $1.05. I have a taiva, kina, or kavod for the 5 cents. I don't really care about the 5 cents. So why am I stealing? Why am I doing it? Why? I don't need that 5 cents. The answer is because I don't have bitachon that Hashem is going to run my business and give me parnasa. I don't think if I run my business honestly, if I'm honest in my life, I don't think really that Hashem could do it for me. So he says it's a whole different type of stealing. It's a stealing that comes from a lack of bitachon. When you don't have bitachon at Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's why you do this dishonest stuff. You have to pull your shtick here and pull your shtick there. It's because you don't have emunah, you don't have bitachon. So Memela, that's where Amalek comes. Amalek comes not just for stealing. A person will, okay, everyone has the Yetzirah in life. But if you don't have bitachon, you're lacking emunah. So now, everyone always struggles with this thing. How much bitachon, how much hashtadlus, right? It's always like a whole thing. So the answer is, there's no right answer, and it always depends on the person. But when you're fighting against Amalek, Haman is Amalek, symbolizes that. In the battle against Amalek, you have to go to the extreme. The way to win is with full bitachon. Because when it's like the Rambam says, when you're missing in something, you got to go to the other extreme, and then you go back to the middle. So when you're fighting with Amalek, and Amalek comes because of a lack of bitachon, then the only response is you have to put yourself completely in the hands of Hashem. To put yourself completely in the hands of Hashem. And then know that Hashem could do it. And once you see once that Hashem could do it, when I'm not involved, then you could start now bringing yourself back in. So Mordechai says, if Amalek is attacking us, someone's attacking us, there's only one thing to do. Daven. That's it. It's daven. Sakva Efer, and go make a fool out of yourself in front of everybody, and you go and do bitachon, and you put it, and you're not mechuyev right now in any hishtadlus at all. You know, the Yeshua from Amalek is going to come with no hishtadlus whatsoever. That was Mordechai Shita. And therefore, it's connected to hishtadlus to go around in front of the king, who you need his help, and walk around the Sakva Efer in front of him. What's wrong? Oh, we're depressed. Why are we depressed? Because you made a bad rule. So it's not really going to be a good strategy, right? But Mordechai goes, so what does Esther do? Esther sends him clothing, meaning she's telling him, calm down, we have to go the Hishtadlus route also. Yeah, of course you should daven, but you should also go the Hishtadlus route, and we should do some, you know, get back your royal clothing and let's have a conversation with the king. And Lo Kibel, Mordechai is Oymed B'Shaloi, Mordechai's Shita is that no, the only way to win this war is going to be with full bitachon. No Hishtadlus whatsoever. And Lamaisa, what happens? This is where the turning point of Perek Vav happens. Because what happened over here was showing that Mordechai's bitachon was starting to work. And once you see that your bitachon starts to work, it gives you koyach to have more bitachon. Because our whole problem with bitachon is we're like, always like mesupik, okay. But once you have a little bit, once you have bitachon, and it's working, then you can have more bitachon. And the bitachon in the Kodesh Baruch Hu is working. So, and this is the Vilna Goyin says this. The Vilna Goyin says that the Geula Hasidah is going to come the same way the Geula from Mitzrayim came and the same way the Geula from Haman came, which is through bitachon. But he says, but Klai Yisrael is on a low level. We don't have good bitachon. So it's like a whole circular thing. We're not going to have bitachon. We don't have bitachon, but you need bitachon in order to have the Geula. So he says that we say in the davening, Hashem is Mishon u'miftach latzadikim. Miftach means when you have bitachon in him, he's you're the one that you're betach in him. So Hashem is your miftach. When you have bitachon in him, he's your bitachon. He responds to your bitachon. So he says, what's the mishon? Mishon is a staff. He supports you. He says, Hashem supports you in your bitachon. That when you want to have bitachon, Hashem will show you a streak of something's working. Something's working. And then that gives you koyach to now do more bitachon. So he says, Gam shu miftach latzadikim haboitchim loy, but koydim yavoy she'elasam hu mishon lahem shelo yovdu bibitchonam. And he says, b'chein b'achashverosh, koydim shenit lahaman hera lahem gedulas Mordechai. Hashem showed the gedulas Mordechai. Kachay Hashem yesh shechavz b'chein. Sa'ad oisam bibitchonam koydim yetsu me'afele la'ira. that in Hashem was giving a sa'ad to the bitachon of Klal Yisrael. Hashem was helping Klal Yisrael. You guys are having bitachon, you're davening. Is it working or not? You just fasted for 2 days. You're about to fast for the third day. But I don't know, is it working? So Hashem says, okay, look. Mordechai's, all of a sudden, Haman's carrying Mordechai through the street. Yeah, you're right. Haman taking Mordechai through the street is not helping you. You're still besakana, the gzir is still there, Haman is still in charge, but this that Haman's taking Mordechai through the street, where'd that come from? It came from your bitachon. Your bitachon's working. And with zero ishtadlus, because he wasn't trying to do this. He didn't lobby for this position. Haman is doing all the ishtadlus to get it, and Mordechai's, so Zakta Malbim, that why did Zeresh see that she was losing? Zakta Malbim, because Zeresh saw like this. We work in the world of ishtadlus. But he's not doing ishtadlus. He's only davening. And his davening is working. So, we have no way, we have no standing against Mordechai anymore. Because Kozman, Mordechai was going to do lobbying against the king. Some Haman's convinced his lobbying is going to be a lot stronger than anyone else's. So, we're in good position. But he's not trying to do ishtadlus. He's just davening. So, if he's winning with his prayers, you're done. Because there's nothing we can do to stop that. It's invincible power. So that's what the Malbim says. That he says the words are, he says, Sha'ata hachiloisa limpol. Sha'ata hisa hamaschel benefil. Mibli sha'asa shum adam eze hishtadlos bazeh. Rak'ata ba'atzcha hamaschel. And he is not falling. That's what he says. So, Mimela, the importance of the sixth parak is not about the story. It's not to connect that you need this. It was the place where we saw how the Yeshua is going to happen. It's the place that we saw that we have bitach and nidavin, then you're going to start winning against the Malek. It's the place where the mazel started changing that Kalaiso was on top because their tefillah was in this kabbal. That's what Zeresh saw, and that's why you need this whole parak that the Vilna Goin says. Because without this parak, you can't have proper bitachin. So it's the mishan u'miftach latzadikim. It's the helping the tzadikim have bitachin further to get further in the gula. Now, and what happens right after Mordechai goes to the street? You think he finally won? What happens after Mordechai after Haman drops off Mordechai? You think Mordechai's all excited? You think he's all excited? Now I'm wearing the royal clothing. Now the king chops what's going on. So now I'll go into the king. No, I'm not done yet. Good. I got it. It's working. Now it's working. Let's keep going until it finish off the job. And that was the Shakvataria. And this is the whole inyan of Tainus Esther also. Tainus Esther, which Tainus are we remembering? So everyone thinks, we're remembering the Tainus that they did. Now, when Esther said, go lech tzumu alai for 3 days, and everyone fasted, so we fast. No, that's not, Mishnah says that's not the fast of Tainus Esther, because that happened on Nisan. The fast was the fast that they fought, that they fasted while they were fighting the war against the Amalek later, by Purim time. So why, if you're fighting a war, why in the world would you be fasting? The last thing to do is to fast while you're fighting a war. Well, the opposite. I'm fighting a war, I'm only against the Amalek, then I'm going to be fighting in betainus. It's the fakir. I'm not here to fight. I'm here to daven. And that's why a lot of proofs to that. It's limiting the ishtadlus and putting more in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hand. Because when you're fighting war against the Malik, that's Mishnah Berurah's Lashon. When you're fighting war against the Malik, it's all telling in the tefillah. It's not telling in the. It's all telling in tefillah. It's not telling in the ishtadlus b'chlal. So Mimela, that was the inyan. Now the inyan of what's the response to all this is simcha. Because simcha is when a person knows that the ikar, all the svarim say, that bitachon brings to simcha. Then a person is sameach, that they know that they're not really lacking anything. The biggest simcha is a sameach b'chelka, right? Because a simcha comes when a person is b'shlemus. The Tzarcha Tzadikim says simcha comes from shlemus. Shlemus means I don't know if I have everything I want, but I have everything that I'm supposed to have. When a person can come to that level, they break that simcha, simech b'chalkai. So when a person realizes that really Hashem is going to give me everything, my shtal is my shtal, then I can't do more, I can't do less. I have to do what I have to do, and Hashem gives me. A person gets to that point, they get pitachin, they can reach that level of simcha. So when a person, when we realized this level, we can achieve a gavaldika simcha in life. So it's true that after that most of the year, when we have regular struggles in life, we have to figure out and do and figure things out as we go along and have bitachon. It's not, but on Purim is that time that we recalibrate and say, really, be'emes, the proper, really, is everything's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And really, the shtadlus is not the point. Everything is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Everything is the bitachon. Everything is the tefillah. We have to focus on it. And as much as we focus on that and on Purim and take advantage on Purim, then it could spill over to the rest of the year, and we can make that an avodah b'ez Hashem and shtag the rest of the year from that. Okay. Let's go out.